When Ginger Sanders' mom faithfully prayed for her police officer husband, she had no idea that her daughter would also marry a police officer. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Ginger tells us what she learned.
Oftentimes, when we saw my dad leave or hear of things on the news or radio, I would see my mother get down on her knees and pray. So she set the example. I had a praying mother. She taught me to pray, and prayer has to be the foundation. And when my husband would go out the door, we would always kiss goodbye, and he would close the door, and I would stand there a few minutes, and I just pray God's watch over him. And I knew no matter whatever happened, that God would take care of him or the family.
Ginger and her husband now serve as law enforcement chaplains.
My husband knows how to relate to those law enforcement officers, and they have become some of our best friends. And we have been called to pray with some that are having marital problems. And it is hard. We have to just encourage, and it's good for me to know how that wife feels. When they come home after having a stressful day, they don't want to talk about it. And there are some things that they don't need to, the spouse doesn't even need to hear. And it's hard because you want to come home and hear, how was your day? And law enforcement, firefighters, and first responders don't always want to share. They live with a high adrenaline, and then it bottoms out. And it took me a while to understand that. But now as I look back, God was preparing us to do what we're doing now and to be with those spouses and to be with those loved ones that are having a hard time.
God can use your prayers and your life experiences to make a difference in people's lives. For more ideas, go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.